We began Simin Kuf Chav Dalet, the halachas of Chazaras HaShatz, we're up to Siv Dalet. Kishashatz Chozer HaTfilah HaKol Yesh Lem Lishtok. When the Shliach Tzibur is Chozer, when he says the repetition, the kol should be silent. V'lechavin lebrachis shemavarech hachazen, to have kavana for the brachis that he's saying, v'lanos amen, and to answer amen. V'mein tes mechavnin lebrachosov, should there not be 10 people answering amen? Korov lios brachosov levatola, it is almost considered a bracha levatola. Not actually a bracha levatola, because we saw there's even a day that you could be mitzar of somebody who's asleep, or someone who's in the middle of davening, but it's korov. L'chein kol odam yasa atzmo ki'ilu ein tes zulaso. Therefore, every person should make it to him, he should consider himself as if he is one of the necessary nine, that there are, you do not have nine people without him. V'yichavim l'birkas achazen, and he should listen to the brachas of the Shliach Tzibur. V'yesho im shekolam yamdu k'shechozer ashas atfilah. And there are some who even say that you should stand because of shomea ka'one, it's as if you're davening, and you can certainly not sit down within 4 amas of the shatz, because he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, and you don't sit down unless you're davening or learning. You don't sit down within someone davening within his 4 amas. Now, you should not say words together with the Shliach Tzibur in the repetition, because the fear is that you're going to continue. You're going to end up saying Hashem's name in vain. Certainly, to say it out loud, it looks as if you're a bal gaiva. Also, during Chazaras HaShatz, you should not be saying Tachanunim, you should not be davening, you should not be learning, because especially a Talmud Chacham, the Amaratzim are going to learn from you, and they won't pay attention to Chazaras HaShatz. A Shatz that knows that he does not have 9 people paying attention to him should better have Kavana, that if this is the Brachal of Atollah, he wants this to be a Tfilis Nadava. So during the week, there was an Eitzah, if you're davening in a shul where people don't listen, that you as the Shliach Tzibur should make a Tanai. If this is a good Chazaras HaShatz, let it be one. And if not, let this be a Tfilas Nadava. Sif Hei. Al kol bracha sha'odam shomea b'chol mokom. And any bracha that a person hears anywhere, Omer Baruch Hu Varuch Shemo, he's supposed to say Baruch Hu Varuch Shemo. The reason being, the pasuk Yishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu, when I call out Hashem's name, you should attribute greatness to him, you should praise him, therefore we say Baruch Hu Varuch Shemo. Also, the pasuk says Zecher Tzadik Levracha, from which we learn that whenever you mention the name of a tzadik, you're supposed to say something positive about him, Kal Vachomer, when you're dealing with Hashem himself. Now, when you're holding in a place in davening that one isn't mafsik, psuke de zimra even, you do not answer baruch hu varuch shemo. If someone is being motzi you, don't answer baruch hu varuch shemo. Mr. Brewer brings a machlokis. What happens if you did? Someone is being motzi you, say they're being motzi you with the brachas on the Megillah. Someone's being motzi you with any kind of bracha. The halacha is that you don't say baruch hu varuch shemo, but what if you did, b'di'evit? There's a machlokis. The Mr. Brewer's hachra is that you can be makel, that you are yotze, you should not go here, so you don't have to go here, someone else be motzi you a second time. Also, in the case of a short bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shliach Tzibur should be especially careful to wait for the Tzibur to say Baruch Hu Varuch Shemo, and not just keep going with the bracha, because the fear is, say a bracha like Zokev Kafufim in the Birkas HaShachar, while he's saying Zokev Kafufim, the Tzibur is busy answering Baruch Hu Varuch Shemo, and they're going to end up missing the Amen. So either they will not have had the opportunity to answer Amen, or if they do, then it will be considered an Amen Yisoma. Consequently, in a short bracha, especially the Shliach Tzibur should wait, and that is the minhag, that in Chazaras HaShatz, for example, where people say Baruch Hu Varuch Shemo, the Shatz pauses after Hashem's name, and only continues when he hears that everyone's finished saying Baruch Hu Varuch Shemo.